You're listening to the audio production of Strands of Truth by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue. January 1990, St. Petersburg, Florida. Lisa ran to her Datsun Bluebird and jerked open the yellow door. Her pulse strummed in her neck, and she glanced behind her to make sure she wasn't being followed. She'd tried not to show fear during the confrontation, but it was all she could do not to cry. She couldn't face life without him. She'd been on edge ever since yesterday. Twilight backlit the treetops and highlighted the hanging moss. Instead of finding it beautiful, she saw frightening shadows and shuddered. She slid under the wheel and started the engine, then pulled out of her driveway onto the road. She turned toward the Gulf. The water always calmed her when she was upset, and she had crossed upset moments ago and swerved into the scared zone. Her belly barely fit under the wheel, but this baby would be born soon, and then she'd have her figure back. She accelerated away from her home, a dilapidated one-story house with peeling white paint, and switched on her headlights. The radio blared full of the news about the Berlin Wall coming down, but Lisa didn't care about that. Not now. She switched channels until she found Tom Petty's Free Fallin' playing. But even her favorite tune failed to soothe her shattered nerves. Could she seriously be murdered over this? She had glimpsed madness in those eyes. She pressed the brakes as she came to a four-way stop, but the brake pedal went clear to the floor. She gasped and pumped the pedal again. No response. The car shot through the intersection, barely missing the tail end of another vehicle.